Hello, good morning. Happy New Year. All right, let me open up in a word of prayer before I begin. Dear God, thank you so much for this beautiful day, and I pray that you'll be with us, you'll speak to us, and that through your word, we'll be closer to you, we'll follow you and love you, God. Thank you so much, we love you, in Jesus' name, amen. We've all made mistakes. But hopefully not as big as these. One Amazon engineer made one small keystroke error in the code that produced a traffic slowdown that cost the company over $160 million in just 4 hours.
那个亚马逊的一个工程师呢, 在这个电脑键上不小心打错了一个键, 就使得这个所有的程序都缓慢下来。 在四个小时当中呢，这个公司就损失了1.6亿。
Imagine how it feels. One day I lost $60 and I felt horrible.
有一天我丢了60块，就感觉的简直是，太糟糕了。
All right, in 1958, a Chinese ruler decided to eradicate the annoying pests: mosquitoes, rodents, airborne flies, and sparrows.
在1958年的时候，中国的这个领导人呢，就决定说要除掉这些。 死人讨厌的这些虫子啊，蚊子、老鼠啊、苍蝇这些，还有麻雀这些不好的东西。
Sounds like a good idea, right?
听起来是个不错的主意，对不对？
They began with sparrows as these birds ate grains, seeds, and fruits.
他们就开始呢，先除掉麻雀，因为呢，麻雀会吃谷子啊、谷物、种子、水果这些东西。
So people began shooting, breaking eggs, and destroying nests.
他们就开始呢，去这个毁坏这些麻雀的巢啊。
Within a year, they successfully destroyed 220 million sparrows.
一年当中呢，就除掉了2.2亿的麻雀。
Unbeknownst to the Chinese leader, these sparrows also ate insects, so killing sparrows resulted in even more insects.
所以呢，这个领导人当初没有计算到说麻雀也是吃虫子、昆虫的。 所以因为麻雀没有了，就很多昆虫，更多的昆虫长出来了，结果就引起了这个饥荒。
And so these sparrows that ate these insects destroyed the fruit that they wanted to protect.
所以呢，因为没有麻雀吃虫子，就虫子就把谷物、农作物给吃掉了，就产生了2年饥荒。
So killing these sparrows actually caused a 2-year famine all throughout China.
所以呢，除掉麻雀，结果就引起了整个中国2年的这个饥荒。I
think they named this famine the Great Chinese Famine.
是，好像是不是有个大饥荒？All
right, not a good idea. Big mistake.
所以呢，不是一个好的主意。All
right, a lottery ticket winner in England lost $181 million when her husband accidentally threw away the winning ticket.
有一个人呢，他们那个他先生把他们中的一个乐透奖的这个票子呢搞丢了，他们中的这个奖金是1.8亿。
The woman knew the numbers because she always writes the numbers down before handing the lottery tickets to her husband.
她太太知道他们中了，是因为她每次把这个单子交给先生的时候，她都把这些号码写下来，就发现有一个票是中的。So
the lesson is don't hand your husband anything.
所以不要太太不要把东西交给你先生。I'm
someone who makes big mistakes too.
我也是会常常犯大错的人。
And when I make big mistakes, I think about these people.
所以当我做错事的时候，我就想起上面的几个例子。
Just to feel better about myself.
就觉得说我还没有像他们那么糟糕。
And so when I was preparing this sermon, I know I talk about myself, and I don't want to share my mistakes actually.
所以呢，我知道我在准备这个讲章的时候，我每次都提到我自己做的。
So I asked Josie what was her biggest mistake of her life. She looked me into the eyes and didn't say anything. Before she could say anything, I realized she was going to say that I marrying me was the biggest mistake. And it's probably because I talk about her in my sermons all the time. So what kind of mistakes have you made? What were some of the ones that have a huge effect on your life today?
你犯的错有什么影响到今天吗?
There were probably some that you made and you think twice about your future decisions.
所以有什么错误是使你以后会得到教训，再犯错的时候会多想一下。
It could be poor investments that didn't quite carry out the way you wanted.
可能是做了什么不明智的投资，然后没有得到相应的回报。
Could be relationships.
可能是你有一个不好的关系。
Maybe you had a friend who hurt you and left a huge scar in your heart.
可能呢有被朋友受伤过在你心里头有很大的创伤。
And you blame yourself and you say you'll never make that mistake ever again.
所以你就跟自己说，我以后绝对不会犯这样的同样错误了。
Mistakes are damaging, and it actually costs us more than we realize.
所以呢，这个犯错误，当然我们是要付代价，有的时候会超出我们的想象。
And it's something we've learned when we're younger is that we always have to live with our mistakes.
所以年轻的时候，我们知道我们犯错的时候，我们就必须要承担。
You know, when I was younger, everything sounded like a great idea.
小的时候觉得好像哎，每个主意都是不错的。
What do you mean you don't want me to draw all over the walls?
有时讲为什么你不让我在墙上画画？
I'm decorating my beautiful art.
我用我的这个漂亮的这个图画来这个装饰墙壁。
But there are consequences. Now I have to clean up the walls.
但是这个后果就是我必须要去清除墙上的这个涂鸦。
And these consequences, there's time out, spanking, discipline, and toys being taken away.
所以呢，就变成说要有些惩罚，要好像罚站啊，或者是把玩具拿走了，不可以玩玩具。
It's a lesson that we will never stop learning.
所以呢，这些错误都是让我们不停的在学习。
And then I eventually learned that what you can do is shift blame.
所以后来呢，我就发现说，原来我们可以把这个责任呢转嫁到别人身上。
I didn't do it. He did it.
我不是我做的，是他做的。
She did it.
是他做的。
And then we realized the punishment for shifting blame is way worse than admitting that we were at fault.
所以后来发现说，原来怪别人呢的这个后果比自己承担更严重。
No matter where I shifted or try to cover it up, it always comes back.
所以不管是我怎么样去就是转嫁给别人，或者是说不承认，要去掩盖它，到最后呢，还是会被发现的。
It almost seems like whatever we do, we try to escape our mistakes.
所以有时候发现说，不管做什么，我们好像要躲避我们的犯的错。
Like a filing cabinet with your name on it.
但是后来呢，发现你丢的柜子上面有你的名字。
And inside are all the little things you've ever done.
上面都有你做的事情的记录。
Sometimes it feels like a dark cloud that follows you.
有时候觉得好像是一片乌云就跟着你
，reminding you that this is who you are and this is what you've done.
就常常提醒你说，这个就是你，你做的就是这些事。
How can you allow yourself to try and forget? We may ask.
就是说，你怎么样可以让自己试着去忘记这些呢
？And when we try to move on, the mark lingers and sometimes haunts you.
有的时候我们就会说，好吧，继续就走下去。但是呢，这些记录都是一直跟着我们的。
You don't feel free, but you feel anguish, grief, and guilt.
所以呢，你不会觉得好像是轻松，而是反而觉得是内疚。
Even though we have to live with our mistakes, doesn't mean that we have to continue to live with them.
所以虽然我们会就是要与我们的罪共存，但是是不是我们就继续这样在生活在这样的环境当中呢
？How can we truly be free?
我们怎么样可以解脱呢
？How can we have new life?
怎么样可以有个新的生活
？Today we're going to look at a parable about a boy, about a son who made a mess of his life.
今天我们要看的经文呢，是讲一个儿子，一个男孩，他怎么样把自己的生活搞得糟糕了。
He made a huge mistake and wrestled to be free from it.
他犯了一个很大的错，然后就想要去把它纠正回来。
If you have your Bibles with you, turn to Luke chapter 15 and begin in verse 11.
今天的经文是在路加福音第十五章。
A parable is a story about Jesus to help us look and understand more about life.
就是耶稣给我们的这个预言，就是让我们更多的清楚知道我们应该怎么样生活。
To stir emotion and inspire change with how we think and how we live.
就让我们能够激发我们的思想，让我们知道怎么样的去生活，怎么样去过日子。
Luke 15 verse 11.
路加福音十五章十一节。
There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, "Father, give me my share of the estate." So he divided his property between them.Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country, and then squandered his wealth in wild living.
耶稣又说，有一个人有两个儿子，小儿子对父亲说，父亲，请你把我应当得的家产分给我。他父亲就把家产分给他们。过了不多几日，小儿子就把他一切所有的都收拾起来，往远方去了，在那里任意放荡，浪费资财。
I can get a sense of the tension among the Asian parents here.
我就发现说，中国父母亲就是在这个里面可以出现。
Like, my son would never do that.
就说我的儿子绝对不会这样做。
Don't worry, I know your kids, they would never do this.
所以你放心吧，我知道你的小孩子不会做这些事。
Verse 14.
第14节,
After he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in that whole country, and they began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to a citizen of the country who sent him to the fields to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but not one gave him anything.
第四节,既耗尽了一切所有的,又遇着那地方大遭饥荒,就穷苦起来,于是去投靠那地方的一个人,那个人打发他到田里去放猪,他恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚充饥,也没有人给他。
Remember, this is during a famine, even a single grain of rice is not wasted. The son made a mistake and has to live with it.
但这个儿子呢,犯了错,
and now he's thinking about eating the pods of pigs.
他现在甚至想说那个,
I can't imagine what these pods would taste like. I met someone who owned a pig and he said that pigs eat anything.
我呢,碰到一个人,他有一个猪宠物,
if you had an old leather bag and you sit on a couch, you turn your head for 1 second, the bag is already in the pig's mouth.
他就说呢,如果你有旧的皮包的话,你放在这个沙发上,你一转身,那个猪就把这个皮包给吃了。So
the son went from partying to feeding pigs.
所以呢,他就从天天过着花天酒地的生活,然后一下到说是要去喂猪。
And went from feeding pigs to wanting to eat what the pigs were eating.
甚至说呢,到时候就连猪吃的食物他都想要拿来充饥。
The son's actions spiral his life into a hole, into a ditch.
结果这个小儿子的生活呢,就是跌到低谷了。
In our life, sometimes we look at life stages and they are long periods, right? For example, we're going to school for 15 years and maybe spent time traveling, got a job, got married, had kids, etc.
就好像我们花15年的时间在学校出来以后呢,然后又去做一点旅游,然后找了一个工作,结婚,有小孩,这就是我们的生活。
These stages of our life are long periods, but they're memories.
所以呢,这就是我们的生活阶段,有不同的阶段,不同的记忆。
The son here is going through one life stage to another instantly.
那这个小儿子呢,在预言里面的小儿子,他一下从一个不同的方向,很快的又转到另外一个方向。
Instead of progressing slowly, he went up fast and down even faster.
所以他的生活不是慢慢起了变化,一下是在高峰,一下是在低谷,很快。
And also look at the word being used in verse 16, he longed.
然后在16节就说他恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚充饥。
It was all he could think about, the thoughts dragged on.
所以那时候他饿的就想的都是这个要吃的东西。
As if he could not even remember the good times he had.
所以他也没有办法想起来他以前过的好日子。
But to dwell, contemplate, suffer in his current stage.
那他是专注在他现在目前一个很不好的环境当中。
From our decisions, we are forced upon a place to go.
所以呢,我们做这个决定的时候就知道我们要去什么方向了。The
son decided to spend his money in partying while living.
所以这个小儿子就把钱花在这个天花酒地,花天酒地上。
And through that decision, when it was all gone, he was forced to feed pigs with nothing to eat.
没有钱的时候,他就被迫的要去喂猪,然后想没有什么任何可以吃的东西。
If we choose the drawn walls, we're given the price to bear.
所以呢,如果我们在墙上画画的话呢,我们也是要有这个负担。
The choices we make aren't always good.
所以我们做的选择呢,不是说都是好的。
Sometimes we choose to hurt others.
有的时候我们可能会说伤害到别人了。
We choose to cause pain or take advantage.
或者是我们有利用别人。
The Bible teaches that none of us are good.
圣经说我们没有一个是好人。
And though these choices, it makes up a life we made for ourselves.
就这些决定呢,就决定了我们的生活。
We are then left with a life among pigs in a ditch.
所以我们现在就好像是一个这个在猪圈里面生活的一个日子。
Longing.
也就是恨不得。
The Bible teaches that none of us are good, that we are sinners, that we cannot shift the blame onto someone else.
所以圣经告诉我们说,没有一个人我们是好人,然后呢,我们都是罪人,那我们呢,也不能够把我们的这个责任呢,推到别人身上。
Here's the beautiful thing.
但是很美的事情。
God sees the pain and misery when we are in that ditch.
神呢,看到我们在谷底所受的这个伤害跟这个悲伤。
He sees the eternal suffering from our choices.
他看到我们哈，这个因为我们所做的决定而使我们所受的苦难。
He sees our life stage, longing and misery.
他也看到我们的生活，也看到我们的痛苦。
And Jesus says, "I love you, and I'll take your sin and carry your burden."
耶稣就说呢，我爱你啊，我除掉了你的罪，然后我也背负了你的重担。
A free gift to anyone who believes.
所以这个是对每个相信的人的一个美好的礼物。
A new life to anybody that shall receive it.
也这个收到的人呢，就会有一个新的生命。
This particular parable has a great connection with my life.
这一节经文呢，对我的生命有很大的影响。
It's this point in time where I decided not to follow God.
也就是那个时候，我决定说我要离弃神。
And I did everything that I knew God didn't want me to do.
我就去做了一些我知道神不喜悦的事情。
And there was a moment where I decided, you know what, I do want to come back to God.
后来我就决定说我还是要回到神的身边。
And I thought all the time of all the actions that I've done, I could never go to him.
所以我就讲说我做了些这么糟糕的事情，我怎么可以接近神？
And I thought, I have to live with my choices and my actions and to stay where I was.
我就觉得说是不是我就要在我的这个原地上面呢，把我自己所做的错误什么全部都是还是照单承受，而没有什么任何的这个改变，我可以去接近神。
And it was through knowing Jesus of really who he was that really brought me closer to him and said, you know, I'll always forgive you.
所以呢，就是耶稣使我想起来耶稣讲的话，说我会永远都是会原谅你的。
And it's a very beautiful verse that got me thinking I could have a new life.
所以就是这段经文让我觉得说我可以有一个新的生命。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 says, Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here.
哥林多后书第五章十七节说，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
When Jesus came, many who looked at him and said, This man welcomes sinners and eats with them.
耶稣来的时候，很多人就看到他说他怎么跟罪人同桌吃饭呢
？He saw us who live lives buried in remorse.
耶稣看到我们生活在悔恨当中。
A darkness deep within that life, a new life is futile.
所以内心深处的黑暗让我们觉得说过新生活也是没有什么益处。
Sometimes when we think about a new life, we'll think about having new clothes or moving to a new place.
有时候我们觉得过个新生活就可能是买一些新的衣服穿啊，或者是到不同的地方去过日子。
But those mistakes and those the things that we've done in our past, they stay with us.
但是我们以前所做的错误是一直追随着我们的。
God says though, the new life is at home with Him.
但是神说新的生活呢是要从家里跟他一起开始。
Back to the story in verse 17.
我们再回到经文十七节。
When he came to his senses, the boy was thinking. He said, "How many of my father's hired servants have food to spare? And he had, and here I am, starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.' So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him.And was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him.
十七节，他醒悟过来，就说：“我父亲有许多的雇工，口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗？我要起来到我父亲那里去，向他说：父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。从今以后，我不配称为你的儿子，把我当作一个雇工吧。于是起来往他父亲那里去。”相离还远，他父亲看见，就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。
It's almost as if the father knew the life stages of this boy.
就好像他父亲知道他儿子过的是什么日子。
And I love the way the father embraces the son.
所以我很喜欢看到父亲怎么样去跟儿子相聚。
With joy, warmth, and love.
他呢就充满了喜乐温馨还有爱。
You get this kind of sense that he cares for him. It says, "We made a mess of our life, haven't we?"
就好像是说，哎呀，我们是不是以前的日子都是非常糟糕的
？And his father doesn't even care what he did.
父亲都没有问他做了些什么事。
He cares more for his return.
只是关心他回家了。
And I imagine the father has his arm around him and walk together. And the son has this ultimate security. That he knows to never stray away. And that it might cost him if he ever did again. And the son has this new life learning, gleaning, and enjoying in the father's blessing.
所以这个儿子呢，就接受了一个新的生活，
In verse 22, it says, the father says to the servants, quick, bring the best robe and put it on him, put a ring on his finger and Nike Air Jordans on his feet.
22节，父亲却吩咐仆人说，把那上好的袍子拿出来给他穿，把戒指戴在他指头上，把鞋穿在他脚上，把那肥牛犊牵来，我们可以宰吃快乐。
Bring the fattened calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. Verse 24, for this son of mine was dead and is alive again, and he was lost and is found. So they began to celebrate.
因为我这个儿子是死而复活，失而又得的，他们就快乐起来。
He now has this life that he would never would have had.
他现在过的是他以前没有过的日子。
God gives us this new life.
神给了我们这个新的生命。
And he looks at our mistakes and says, we've made a mistake of our lives, haven't we? And I love how he's the one entering our life and says, let's fix this together. And we were at one point among the pigs longing. But now we can become under the arms of the Father in ultimate security. Walking with him and celebrating.
与神呢，同行同在。
Sometimes in our lives, though, we can go and think about all the mistakes we have, and we put ourselves down.
所以有的时候我们会想起我们以前所做的错事，我们就很泄气。
Tell ourselves we don't deserve this. Remember what you did.
我们就想说我们以前做的这些事情呢，这么糟糕，真的不配得到这些东西。
And we decide not to forgive ourselves and lock up that guilt and say we must carry it ourselves.
所以就决定说我们不能原谅自己，然后把这些罪呢，就是担当起来哦，自己承担。
Or other people will tell us that you don't deserve to move on.
或者别人会对你说你不配得到新的生活。
Or we may have believed incorrectly about God's mercy and forgiveness.
或者是我们对神的怜悯跟赦免都没有明确的认识。
We have believed that in heaven God has this huge filing cabinet.
我们就认为说神在天上有一个很大的这个档案柜。
And when we die, God opens it up and begins to read out loud to everybody what you've done.
那我们到天上死了以后呢，就发现神会从那个档案柜拿出东西，把我们所做的一切都全部念出来。
If we believe that, then our lives would not be a life of celebration and walking with God, but walking on eggshells.
如果我们相信是这样子的话呢，那我们的生命就不可以能够有与神同行，或者是同庆祝的日子。
Hebrews 8:12 says, for I will forgive their wickedness and remember their sins no more.
希伯来书8章12节讲，我要宽恕他们的不义，不再纪念他们的罪嫌。
Psalm 103:12 says, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us.
诗篇103篇12节，东离西有多远，他叫我们的过犯也离我们多远。
Do we hold ourselves down rather than having God lift us up?
我们是不是呢，都打压自己，而没有让神来提升我们？
Is our new life being hindered by guilt that has been removed from us?
所以我们的生活是不是活在已经被神所赦免罪的情况之下，还继续用这个罪困扰着我们？
Though our sins are forgiven and we can live a new life, it's not to say that we don't have to fix any damages that we may have made.
所以虽然我们得到了新的生命、新的生活，但并不是说我们所犯的错误就不需要担当。
Part of being restored with God is that He teaches us and leads us to ask forgiveness to those who have wronged.
所以与神和好的其中一部分就是神教导，并且带领我们要去向我们对那些做错事情，我们有对不起人的地方的别人跟他们道歉。
But at the same time, we can live of a life of assurance with God and hold it against us where we cannot continue to walk with Him.
但同时呢，我们也可以确定的就是说，神不会以此来抵制我们，使我们不能与他继续同行。
We're going to make mistakes, and we will mess up.
都会搞砸。
We will sin again.
我们都会犯罪。
We hope that we don't. But when we go along the wrong path, He redirects us.
但我们走偏的时候呢, 神会再把我们, 带领回来。
We may have to redo what we have done or repair what we broke.
可能我们要去重新做一些事情, 或者要修补我们的过失。
But this time, God is right by our side.
但这一次呢, 是神就在我们旁边。
Sometimes we're off to our old stubborn selves again and say, give me my share of the inheritance. I'm going off again.
有的时候可能我们又回到我们的, 老我啊, 然后又会讲说, 好吧, 就把我的这份财产给我, 让我去, 做我自己要做的事。
But understand where it leads us and how we've been there before.
但是我们要知道这些呢, 把我们带到哪里去, 跟我们以前所做的是什么。
And even though we may make the same mistakes over and over again, God says there's a new day every day.
所以虽然我们常常犯错, 然后呢, 神会告诉我们说,
Lamentations chapter 3, 22 and 23 say, Because the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for His compassion never fails. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness.
在这个耶利米哀歌第三章二十二节, 我们不自消灭是出于耶和华诸般的慈爱，是因他的怜悯不自断绝。每天每早晨都是新的，你的诚实极其广大。Even
if you were a little better the day before, you're actually growing to become something great.
所以我们每一天都会比前一天要好一点，这样就是有长进。When
I think of the verse "New creation in Christ Jesus," I often think of just having a life where I'm forgiven.
所以有的时候我们想说我们有个, 在耶稣基督里是个新造的人, 也就是表示说呢,
And even though there's a huge part of a new life, I often forget how great and amazing God is as a creator.
所以虽然在那个, 新的生命当中一个很大的部分, 让我不能忘记说神是多么一个, 奇异的神。
So I just got back from a youth retreat and we were in a more secluded area where there weren't a ton of city lights.
我们刚刚从这个, 青年的这个, 冬季夏令营回来哈, 我们去的地方是一个比较偏僻的地方。
And I just look up in the night skies and you can see stars upon stars and galaxies upon galaxies.
所以呢, 那边晚上就可以看得很清楚的那些天上的星星跟这些银河。
And it says in Psalm 147 that He determines the number of the stars and calls them each by name.
所以呢, 在这个上面, 在诗篇147篇第四节, 他就讲说, 他数点星宿的数目,
and I remember that God is this creator of the most beautiful things I've ever seen.
所以我就想起来说, 神呢, 是这些, 精彩, 这些精彩作品的创造人。
And that He just isn't a creator of extraordinary creatures and breathtaking skies, but He's a creator of our lives.
所以呢, 他不但是这些, 事情的创造者, 也是我们新生命的创造者。
In Ephesians 2, chapter 10, Paul says that we are God's workmanship.
所以在以弗所书就讲我们是神手上做的工。
Another translation says that we are His masterpiece.
另外一个解释是说我们是他的精杰作品。
The Greek word at this word is poema, which is where the word poem comes from.
这希腊字是poema这个字, 也就是我们现在英文的一个诗, poem.
To suggest that He didn't create us and put us in this world and leave us.
所以不是说他就把我们, 造出来了, 然后就把我们摆在这边就不管我们了。
But to make your life a poem beautifully written by someone who is a master at making things beautiful.
而是他使你的生命成为一首很美丽的诗, 他在那边, 这个很, 是一个大师一样的做出的一个作品。
Especially from our mistakes.
特别是从我们的这个错误当中。
In the story of Jacob, the book of Genesis was somewhat of a character.
在这个创世纪里面的雅各呢, 他是一个非常有特别个性的人。
In his life, you can see God transforming him from a boy into a man.
你可以在圣经里面发现神把他呢, 从一个男孩变成一个男人。
He was a trickster who would take things for himself by deception.
所以呢, 那个他年轻的时候, 他都是用骗的手段来夺取他要的东西。
He stole his brother's blessing and birthright, tricking his brother and father.
他呢偷取了他, 哥哥的长子的名分, 骗了他爸爸的祝福。
And so he flees his home because his brother wanted to kill him for what he had done.
然后呢, 他哥哥就要报仇, 要追杀他, 他就跑, 逃跑了。
And Jacob encounters the love of his life, but the father, her father, decides to deceive him and trick him too.
所以呢, 结果雅各碰到了一个他很喜欢的女孩子, 结果他的 老丈人呢, 也决定要来, 这个欺骗他。
And you can almost see God orchestrating Jacob to experience this for him to understand what he had done.
所以我们好像看起来是说神要用他老丈人对付他的方法来使雅各自己明白他所做的事情。
That God was there from the beginning to end, watching over him, training him, leading him as his father.
所以神呢都一直在那边带领着他，看着他，然后呢，然后就是他的父亲。
And I like to think that the parable of the prodigal son was all orchestrated by God.
所以我们就想着这个流浪的这个儿子呢，也就是神神所这个做出来的事。
And just like in your guys' lives, it's orchestrated by God.
就像我们的生活一样，也都是神在掌控的。
A director writing a movie or a play.
就好像是一个导演啊，在导演一个电影。
Son, now that he's with his father, can look back at his life as a story.
所以现在儿子回到家了，回头看，就好像他的这个生平就是个故事一样。
And when he didn't know better and grew into a man.He never wanted to leave his father's side. Where he knew the love he had, experienced grace, mercy, and forgiveness. Our Father in heaven is doing the very same thing in your life. He's building these stages in your life where we make mistakes.
也就在我们犯错误的当中呢，神还是带领着我们。
And he's there saying, "I'm building a new life, even though you made mistakes. I'm there through your mistakes."
所以呢，虽然我们做错了，神说我还是在那边带领着你。
Like your life is a poem and a workmanship or a masterpiece.
所以你的生命生活就像是一种美丽的诗一样。
That if you allow him to build your life, have him direct your steps, he's leading us to fullness.
所以你如果愿意让神来营造你的生活，带领你的脚步，你的生命就可以得到丰富。
He can lead you with peace, joy, and love.
就可以给你有这个喜乐、平安跟爱。
And you can look back and you see these are the life stages that He's been building.
你回头看就可以看到神所在你生命当中所做的事。
And you'll notice yourself progressing more and more closer to God.
你也可以看到自己的长进，怎么样可以渐渐与神接近。
And instead of looking back in your life thinking I'm longing for something else,
所以就好像说不要再回头想说我想再过一个不同的生活。
You can look back in your life and say I'm currently in complete joy.
所以你就可以回头看，就说好像我们是生活在一个非常已经有喜乐的生活当中。
Let me close with this in Psalm 32.
我们来看这个诗篇32篇。
This is David who...God himself said that he was a man after his own heart.
这就是大卫啊，大卫说，神说大卫是追求神心意的人。
But he sinned against God, but was fully restored and loved God.
所以呢，但他也得罪了神。
Verse 1 it says, Blessed is the one whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the one whose sin and the Lord does not count against them, and in whose spirit is no deceit.When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night, your hand was heavy on me. My strength was sapped as in the heat of summer. Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord. And you forgave the guilt of my sin. Therefore, let all the faithful pray to you while you may be found. Surely, the rising of the mighty waters will not reach them. You are my hiding place.You will protect me from your trouble and surround me with the songs of deliverance. I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my loving eye on you.
第一节，得赦免其过，遮盖其罪的，这人是有福的。凡心里没有诡诈，耶和华不算为有罪的，这人是有福的。我闭口不认罪的时候，因终日哼哀而骨头干枯。黑夜白日，你的手在我身上沉重。我的精液耗尽，如同夏天的干旱。我向你陈明我的罪，不隐瞒我的恶。我说，我要向耶和华承认我的过失、过犯，你就赦免我的罪恶。为此，凡虔诚人都当趁你可寻找的时候祷告你。大水泛溢的时候，必不能到他那里。你是我藏身之处，你必保佑我脱离苦难。你得救的乐歌四面环绕我。我要教导你，指示你当行的路。我要定睛在你身上，劝诫你。
We have filled our lives with mistakes, transgressions, sin, and iniquity. And we may feel like we have to dwell with them and live with them. But Jesus gives us a new life and says, dwell with me instead. For we shall be covered, blessed, and have a new life in him.
所以呢，这样子我们就可以有一个被保守、被祝福的新生活在耶稣基督里。
So for New Year's, think about how you can begin a new life with Him.
所以在新的一年开始，想想看我们怎么样可以给他跟他一起有一个新的生活。
Has God been telling you some of these mistakes I've forgiven you a long time ago?
所以呢，我们犯的一些错误，神可能说我很早以前就已经原谅你了。
Have you put your mistakes in front of your eyes before God?
所以呢，你是不是这个把你的错误呢，就是一直念念不忘的
？But rather having our eyes and our mind and our souls seeing God.
但是我们应该把我们的眼目是转向耶稣基督。
And hopefully we can strain towards Him as Paul was a murderer.
所以呢，我们就知道，就像保罗，他虽然是一个也有杀人犯。
And Paul says, "I'm going to strain ahead and forget the things behind me."
但是保罗说，我就是忘记背后，努力向前。
So in your lives, is God saying, "Put those mistakes behind you and look towards God"?
所以神就说，你就把这些都放在后面了，就是把眼光专注在神身上。
Right now, maybe we'll close our eyes and bow our heads, and we'll think about some of the mistakes that we're dwelling upon in our lives.
所以我们现在大家闭上眼睛，我们自己思想我们的过去有犯过哪一些错。
And ask God, ask Him, how can you teach me to move forward today?
然后让神来这个跟我们说话，来带领我们怎么样往前行。
And then I'll close in prayer.
然后我们再做一个结束祷告。
God, may we focus on you. And may we not think about the things that we've done that may hinder us a new life and connection with you. I pray that in our lives we focus on you, our eyes are on you this new year. How can we be new with you, God? And God, I ask that you'll fill our minds and our souls with your presence, with your joy and your mercy and your love, your forgiveness. That we can continue to have joy and be brought together and to have peace with you, God. That in our new life, we don't stumble because of our mistakes, but we grow because of you are in us, God. Thank you. We love you. Say these things in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.